You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and following a very successful recent run that got outstanding reviews of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Ann Arbor's Performance Network Theater is about to launch a new show called Why Not Me? A Sammy Davis Jr. Story. And obviously a story about Sammy Davis Jr. and playing the lead role is Sean Blake, who joins us now at 89.1 WEMU. Welcome.
Welcome, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Are you instantly in character?
It just slips out, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Tell us. Well, this is what you can tell us. Tell us a little bit about Sean Blake. How long have you been acting?
I have been performing professionally for, 27 years, I believe.
And you've done this Sammy Davis show before.
This will be my third go-around at it. Yeah. We did two successful runs in Chicago, 2014 and this past summer, and now here in Michigan, and hopefully other places as well.
Now, is it difficult for you to get into that character? Because I have to be honest, you do look a bit like him.
Well, thank you, but I'm taller and better looking.
Of course. I meant to add that. Yes.
Yeah. It's not difficult because I've always admired him and I've always watched him. Not as much so as when I knew I was playing him. But, it's not difficult to do the show. Quite honestly, it's difficult because it's just me on stage and playing him. So that's emotionally difficult and physically taxing. But, it pays off in the end, I believe.
So it's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show, babe. Just me, man. All day, man.
Known as Mr. Wonderful,
yes.
The greatest entertainer of his time.
Yes, he was.
What years are we talking about, the Sammy Davis Jr. story?
It takes place in 1989, a few months before his death. And he just recounts his life, the highs, the lows, marriages, the accident of that cost him his eye. His conversion to Judaism. So it's basically, if you will, without going into too much detail, it's basically a little bit of a biography about his life.
Wait, what year was it or how old was he when he did lose his eye?
Oh, it was 1954. It's a very tragic story of how it happened. So,
do you sing in the show?
There is a little bit of singing. There is a little bit of dancing. But I always tell people, don't make the mistake of thinking you're coming to see a musical review or a musical, because it is not that. It is definitely a play with a little bit of music and dancing in it, but it's about his life because everybody knows him as Mr. Wonderful, as the greatest entertainer. And so you know he can sing, you know he can dance, but what you don't know is what his life was like offstage and all the things he went through offstage. And that's what I talk about in the show. And the writer is brilliant who wrote it for me, Tim Rose. I think he's a native Detroit person, I believe. And that's what we wanted to focus on in doing this, the part of his life that people didn't know.
How do you prepare for a role like this?
Lots of research, lots of rest. But, I did a lot of research on him, watched a lot of interviews with him, YouTube clips of him performing, to get his essence down. And, the one thing I didn't want to do was do a caricature of him, because so many people do that. And it's not about a caricature. It's about his character.
I already hear him in your voice. Is that a coincidence, or are you kind of almost in character?
No, that's just a coincidence. It's just, I love the guy. I mean, he was amazing. He was absolutely amazing.
And he was Mr. Wonderful.
He was Mr. Wonderful.
Can you do a little bit of him right now?
Well, you know what, Kat? I don't know exactly what you want me to do, babe. But, I'm sitting here with my girlfriend, Mary, here. She's great, man. I've been staying with her, man, and she is absolutely stellar, babe. Let me tell you, simply stellar she is, man. It's wonderful, man. Wonderful. I'm going to go do a little bit of Bojangles later, man. You should come check it out.
Sean Blake appearing in the Ann Arbor Performance Network Theater show, Why Not Me? A Sammy Davis Jr. Story. When is it open and how can we go see it?
We preview next Tuesday, and unfortunately my dates are like, next Tuesday. And then we open next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
And how can people get tickets?
You can go to the website www.pntheater.org or call the box office at 734-663-0681. And tickets are about $25 to $44. And the show runs Tuesday through Sunday in rep with another show that they're doing there, Dickens. So
it's the Ann Arbor's Performance Network Theater show of Why Not Me? A Sammy Davis Jr. Story. We've been talking to Sean Blake. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.